one Sunday special outreach collection today. And I'd like to take just a couple of minutes here to introduce it for you. This is the third year that our denomination, our Unitarian Universalist Association, has asked its member congregations to observe an Association Sunday, where they ask for the support from the member congregations for a particular special initiative that the association is undertaking. For the past couple of years, these efforts have had to do with marketing, trying to make our availability and our presence known to in the wider community of where our UU churches are located. This year, they're taking a somewhat different tack, looking to help our congregations break through kind of a class race barrier that so many of us deal with. And to introduce this, I'm going to go back a couple of weeks ago to the sermon I did back on Columbus Day. Just going to lift up one little piece of that, because in the course of that sermon, I noted that the demographics of the United States are changing in such a way so that by the year 2045, there will be no one racial majority in this country anymore. The demographics are shifting that much. I'm going to say a part of what I said because it kind of leads into why our association is doing this today. I say, what voices will be heard and heeded as another generation of Americans inherit a country that will indeed be multiracial and multicultural? Will they be the voices of fear and resistance, or will they be voices of hope and new anticipation? Change is rarely ever smooth or easy, especially when racial and cultural tectonic plates shift in the way they were doing now and will continue to do. This also has impact up on our denomination, our Unitarian Universalist movement, and I'll bring it closer to home. What kind of a Unitarian Universalist Association of congregations do we want to be and become over the next 30 to 35 years? If we allow ourselves to get into a position where the demographics of the population are moving in one direction while we more or less stay in the same place, well, that is not good. It is not good for us. It is not good for what we seek to offer. If we remain a predominantly white denomination and remain largely fixed in the socioeconomic class bracket where we in good measure find ourselves, then even with all of our good intentions, our good causes, our good social justice energies, we will be increasingly moving in the opposite direction from that of a populace at large. And so this year's Association Sunday focus is on promoting greater levels of racial, cultural, and class diversity in our congregations. So some of the funds that they'll be raising would be for congregations, and we could be one if there's some good energy and impetus around it. Congregations that wish to offer a proposal, a plan, to our association for a specifically targeted outreach program or growth program specifically designed to increase their diversity. That's part of what this money is going for. Some of this fund will also be used to give us a more racially and culturally diverse ministry when it comes to offering scholarships and assistance to those who are now preparing for the liberal ministry. So this is really our association trying to take the long view of where we need to be going and what kind of a movement we want to be over the next generation. So to help support this very fine effort on the part of our association, let us receive our outreach collection for this morning.